Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and I am Chip Brim, Billy's boy, and I'm standing in for Mom as she's in Israel. And we've been talking about training and not entertaining, and we need it back in the church. We need it back in our lives. We live in an entertainment era, and, you know, we can't hide from that. I mean, here's all the iPads and great things and movies. But the mindset is what I'm concerned about, and it's not concerned, but the Lord has dealt with me. He said to me one time, because I was going to preach a sermon, and he told me to preach something else that I'd already preached. And I said, Lord, I've already preached that at this church. And he said, I didn't call you to entertain. I called you to train. And the thing about that is we live in an entertainment society and era like never before in the history of the church. And so, you know, my thoughts were, as a minister, and here I am admitting it, what will they think? Because I was concerned about what they would think. Entertain me. See, we don't need to come into the house of God, entertain me. Because that's what we're doing when we go to a movie or watch TV or we're at home, entertain me. We need train me. Well, the difference is very easy, especially if you've been a coach like me and you have won championships. Training is the key to championships, and entertaining is new, fresh, goosebumps, something exciting, dramatic I've never heard before. Training is repetition. God telling Joshua, be strong and courageous 3 times, then meditate on it day and night. Get this thing down over and over and over and over. So we need to go to churches. We need to be pastors and preachers who go up with the mindset, hey, we need training. In our army, we have basic training. In our sports teams, they have spring training. They have fall training and 2-a-day. That's how you become champions. But there are a lot of Christians who are not. And I think of that one verse, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. Well, that's repetition. So when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of children that don't know the way they should go. And they're growing up and they're departing from it. And not just children, spiritual children. You want to know why? Because of lack of training. We need to go to the house of God. We need to get in the Word of God and go over, repetition. Paul said, train yourselves toward godliness in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Keeping yourselves spiritually fit for physical training is of some value, but spiritual training is useful and valuable in everything, in every way, for the present life and the life to come. So if you want to win in this life and the life to come, if you want to go from victory to victory, we need spiritual training. And I believe some of the problems are, as ministers, we're not training enough, whether it be a fear of repetition, what will they think? We need that. That's what champion coaches do. If you get enough repetition, and that's how I would teach a player how to hit a fastball in the 90s, you know, a ball's coming in at 90 mile an hour, he doesn't have time to think when he's in the batter's box. The last thing you want him to do is think. You want him to react. You want his muscle memory, stimulus response, hand-eye coordination. You want everything to just react where he don't even think about it. It becomes easy to him. Well, that's what we want the body of Christ to do. Just react. Some situation comes up. You lost your job. Boom. Oh, well, glory to God. Here comes all this faith. Praise God, he's got a better job from me. Well, that's not going to happen if there hadn't been training. That's not going to happen. If you're going to a church where you're not getting training, that's not going to happen. And here we are in this real world with real battles against a real enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you don't have training and you're not getting trained and you're not training yourselves in the Word of God, you're not going to react the way you should go. And so the Lord told me, got on me about it, so I'm sharing it with you. I'm not here to entertain you. I love you, but I'm not here to tickle your ears. I mean, I'm here to encourage you, but I'm here to help train you. And that's what the Bible is. Now, and I think of Brother Hagin. Golly, was he a trainer or what? And I can think of a handful of ministers who were trainers. How many times have I heard? I remember one time listening to his testimony at a camp meeting, and I leaned over to my sister and I said, how many times have we heard this? Mom drug us by our ears since we were 5 years old, and we started counting up hundreds of times. Well, Mom heard them thousands of times. How many pastors or preachers or ministers can you say to yourself right now, you know, I have heard certain messages he has spoken over 100 times? There are a lot of us who can't say that. We can't say it because it's not been happening. We need it. So the next time you hear a message over and over and over, high five somebody. Let your pastor know, thank you for the training, because that's what's going to lead us to victory. And glory to God. So I want to share with you in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4 in the Amplified, here is what we're to do as ministers. Preach the word. Now here's what he says to do. Preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, keep preaching the word. Whether it's convenient or inconvenient, keep preaching the word. Whether it's welcome or unwelcome, keep preaching the word. I like to put in here, whether it's a lot of amens or just crickets. Cricket, cricket, keep preaching the word. And every minister who's hearing this, you know what I'm talking about. You've preached sermons where you're not getting one amen, man. I mean, you're training them and you know it'll help them. And it's just like, man. But we keep preaching the word. That's what we're supposed to do. That's how you train them. Listen, think about if I was a coach and I took my, and I was a coach for many years of champion teams, and I took my team down there and I said, okay, guys, we're going to work on hitting today. We're going to train on hitting today. But I'm not going to do it tomorrow because I don't want you guys to get mad and think that we don't know anything else. And that'll be the only time we work on it. And absolutely not. I mean, you know, so we need it over and over and over again. All right, now back to the scripture. Keep preaching the word. He said to ministers, you are to show people in what way their lives are wrong, and to convince them. I used to call this brainwash them. and that's scriptural. Renew your mind in the word. Brainwash. Wash your brain. Convince them. A lot of people don't like to be convinced of the right way. They like to keep in their wrong ways. Now, here's one that they don't like. Rebuke them. Now, what that means is for your leaders to tell you to stop erring. Don't err. I mean, think about if your baseball team commits a lot of errors. You're not going to win. The next thing the coach is going to say at practice is, we got to stop the errors. We've got to stop these. So there's some errors in your life, and you need to be you need to come into the house of God and go, Pastor, train me. Help me to stop some of these errors. And then it says to preachers, correct them, and pastors and preachers, that's to say or coach, here's how you do it, and always tell them why you do it. Don't just say, don't do this and do that. That's terrible coaching. That's terrible training. That's terrible teaching. Tell them, here's what we need to do. Here's how we correct it. Stop it. And then here's why. Here is why. And when I always knew that when I was coaching, when a player knew the whys, he would always click at some time. He'd get it. And then here's the last part of it. Urge them and encourage them. So encouraging is good. But I'm going to tell you something, people. If the place of worship and the house of God you go to is only encouragement, that's not what we're supposed to receive only. We are to be encouraged. And on the other flip side of it, if you're going to a place where you're just getting corrected and rebuked all the time and never encouraged, that's not right either. We need this well balance of training. We need pastors to encourage them, convince them, rebuke them, correct them, and urge them. And this is encourage them in who they are, and they're champions and anointed, and they'll always triumph. And greater is he who is in us, and that we can do all things through Christ. And then at the very end of this scripture it says, be inexhaustible in your teaching. Be inexhaustible in your teaching. And if that wasn't Brother Hagin, what is? Be inexhaustible in your teaching. Over and over and over and over. For the time is coming, the scripture continues to say, and I believe they were prophesying about this time, when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instruction, but they'll have ears itching for something pleasing or gratifying. You know what that is? Entertaining. They don't want sound, wholesome instruction. They'll go to church and the end times, but they'll only want pleasing and gratifying and entertaining. They will gather themselves. I'm reading the scriptures here. From one teacher after another to a considerable number. They'll go from one church to another. They'll go from one television station to another. And chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster their heirs. See, they want to foster their heirs. They want to win, but they don't want to get rid of their heirs. You can't win while you're erring. It's just, ask any baseball coach. You got to get rid of the heirs. Now listen to this. And they'll foster their heirs, and they'll hold on to them, and they will turn aside from hearing the truth, and they'll wander off into myths and man-made fictions. They'll turn aside from the truth. Well, who's the truth? Jesus is the truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The truth is what sets you free. So here's a lot of Christians who love God and are going to heaven, but they're turning aside from the truth because they want to foster their own heirs. They don't want to, you know what it is? They don't want to be trained. I've heard that before. Brother, pastor, I have the 60s CD series of that. Well, then train. Listen to that thing over and over and over until it comes out of you. That's what we need. Church, we need to be trained. I want to thank you for listening today to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you like more information about Billy Brim Ministries or my ministry, Champions for Christ, you can log on to www.billybrim.org. That's Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. Or Champions for Christ, that's Champions, the number 4, Christ.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you have teenagers or young people in your family or church or community that need to be fired up for the Lord, need to be trained, make sure they get to our Champions for Christ Youth Rally this summer. We are on our 11th year, and I'm telling you, we train them. We started with 40 people 11 years ago. We are up close to 1,000 now. We are in Branson, Missouri. Mom speaks to them, and she trains them. Steve Munns comes, Jeremy Pearson's, and myself. We have drama and music by Go Ministries. We go to Silver Dollar City, Whitewater, Dixie Stampede. We have a talent show, dance, party, rally, t-shirts, and more. We have all kinds of great time in the Lord, and I'm telling you, God shows up every time. So call us about that, or c4c.office@gmail.com, or go into our iTunes if you want to subscribe to the podcast. And that's part of the entertainment era we live in, but there it is. But we also need training. We're so thankful for you partners. We're so thankful for everybody who listens. We're so thankful for this radio station and you guys who are willing to be trained. Mom, like I said, is in Israel, and she'll be back pretty soon. But meanwhile, I'm coaching you and training you and teaching you. And so come back tomorrow and be blessed. Shalom.